deteriorated as time goes on. There's a characteristic lack of interest in the environment, withdrawal from contact with others, and with it goes an increasing loss of emotional response. These people become vague and empty. Their manner is childish and they are gawky. They show little or no initiative and spontaneity. If they do react emotionally, their reaction is often inappropriate. They have, of course, no real plans for the future. In spite of this general impoverishment of their personality, many of their intellectual functions remain intact. Memory and orientation are not impaired. The patient we are going to see is about 40. She has been sick for more than 10 years, lives quietly in the hospital, doing simple work in the laundry. She seldom speaks unless spoken to, and does not mix with the other patients. But she is really quite contented, and her lack of energy and animation is not due to depression and despondency, but to apathy. She might, during the interview, demonstrate inappropriate emotional reactions, particularly smiling or laughing when discussing serious subjects. She complains of auditory hallucinations, voices, and strange feelings of being controlled by unseen forces, though these are not especially common symptoms in the simple type of schizophrenia.
And how long have you been here?
I think it'll be 14 months in December, beginning of December.
In this place? You like it here?
I like it when it's quiet.
You like it when it's quiet?
I find it too noisy.
Sometimes it's noisy here because of the other patients. When do you like it better when it's quiet? Have you always liked it quiet, or?
I've been used to living like quiet. That's the real.
You told me once that you didn't like the radio in the hospital.
I'm happy
with
this lady.
Why?
Because the
water's
quiet.
Well, if you're very quiet, what are you doing? Are you reading? Thinking?
they go in by talking?
The voices?
Yes.
How do they do it? Can you tell me what they're saying?
Can you hear them now? It's quiet.